Turn your Bibles, if you would, this morning to Psalm 34. And just thank the Lord that Brother Monty and John's back. And I know their desire would be that they'd be here with us this morning. And Monty texted me this morning and said, "Sure does feel weird not be able to come to church since it's not snowing outside and I'm not sick. Just to not be able to come," but he's doing that for the protection of people, and just want to make sure that he hasn't gotten something along the way. But he's doing well, and so continue to pray for our pastor. But I love Brother Monty and thank God for him. And I know he loves you and wish with all of his heart that he could be here this morning. I know that's his desire, so continue to pray for him. I want to say thank you for those last Sunday who came and passed out the door hangers, and we got all those out. I've got just a few left, not many. And I'm praying that God will use those to bring people to Christ, and as they watch the Jesus film and read those tracts and things, and hope they'll come for Easter and be a part of our Easter services. And so thank you so much for those of you who are involved in that, and thank you for those who are praying for that and continue to pray that God will use those to bring people to himself. And so what a joy it is to be at Concord Baptist Church. We say at Celebrate Recovery, there's no better place to be on Friday night than right here at CR. And I say this morning, no better place to be than Concord Baptist Church on a Sunday morning. Amen. And so it's good to be in the house of the Lord together. Stand with me, if you would, as we read Psalm 34. And I'm reading from the New King James this morning. It says, "I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make its boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear of it and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together." Every time I read that verse now, I think about Jonathan and Tommy as they sing that song. "I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from my fears. They looked to him and were radiant, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried out, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps all about those who fear him and delivers them. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is a man who trusts in him. Oh, fear the Lord, you his saints. There is no want to those who fear him. The young lions lack and suffer hunger, but those who seek the Lord shall not lack any good thing. Come, you children, listen to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Who is the man who desires life and loves many days that he may see good? Keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking deceit. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are open to their cry. The face of the Lord is against those who do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. The righteous cry out, and the Lord hears and delivers them out of all their troubles. The Lord is near to those who have broken heart and save such as have a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them out of them all. He guards all his bones, not one of them is broken. Evil shall slay the wicked, and those who hate the righteous shall be condemned. The Lord redeems the soul of his servants, and none of those who trust in him shall be condemned." Let's pray. Father, thank you for the reading of your word this morning. Now, Lord, I just pray today. God, we pray, Father, for our nation. We pray for our leaders. Pray that you give them wisdom. Father, we pray that, Lord, you might use this virus that's broken out as a way to bring about spiritual awakening in our nation. May it be used to revive your church, oh God. Father, may we be drawn closer to you as a result of it. But God, may we not fear. May we praise your name continually. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. The title of my message this morning is How to Fill the House with Glory. Praise does the body good. It's good to praise the Lord this morning. It's blessed my heart just to sing these praises unto God. And praise is probably one of the best therapies on earth for your mind, for your body, and for your spiritual being. Now, I'm convinced that there's very little, there's not much more we can do than to praise God in these circumstances in which we find ourselves in. And so do you want the presence of God to fill and flood your soul this morning? Do you want your God's presence in your life regardless of the circumstances around you? I just say, if you do, praise the Lord this morning. Amen. It invites his presence in your life. The way is simple. Simply praise him with sincerity in your heart. It is the personal praise of your life that invites the presence of God. Praise is indeed God's address. It is where he lives. The psalmist says in Psalm 22 and verse 3, "But you are holy, enthroned in the praises of Israel." Praise is not only appropriate in the good times, but it's also essential in the bad times. And so we need to praise him during these days we live in. Consider Job for a minute. God gave Satan permission to bring all kinds of calamity into Job's life. We know he lost his wealth. He lost his health. The only thing he had left was his wife. She told him, "Why don't you just curse God and die?" Satan took everything that he had that was dear to him. But yet Job said, "The Lord gives and the Lord takes away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." We sang about it this morning. Why is praise so important in your life and my life? Well, number one, first of all, praise recognizes God's sovereignty. It recognizes God's sovereignty. We praise not so much because of what he does, but because of who he is. Why do we praise the Lord? We shouldn't praise him based upon, "Well, you know, that's something I need to do. It's something that someone else has told me to do." We should praise him because the written word of God has revealed to us a sovereign God who's watching over us, who has everything in control. Brad brought it out this morning. He is still on his throne. Friend, he's seated at the right-hand throne of God, forever making intercession on behalf of his saints. We can praise his name this morning. Amen. And so sovereign God, he is a sovereign God who loves us. He's a sovereign God who died for us and gives us the joy of abundant life now and eternal life forever. And the way I look at it, I'm not going to let this thing interrupt my life too much. I win either way. I mean, if I don't get the coronavirus, I win. If something that the Lord allows me to get it and it kills me and it takes me out, I'm just going to be in his presence. I win. Amen. And so I'm not going to let it interrupt my life too much. I want to use some common sense with that and be safe as I can be. But we just need to praise the Lord. From the rising of the sun to its going down, the Lord's name is to be praised. Psalm 113, verse 3. Think about it. Sun came up here this morning, but on the other side of the globe, it was going down. And those who were, as it was going down, they were praising the Lord as they were seeking God. As it's coming up this morning, we're praising the Lord. So the Lord is to be praised all throughout every day, all over this land. Oh, Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory above the heavens. Every day I will bless you and I will praise your name forever and ever. Psalm 145 and verse 2. His name is special. Think about his name. He has many different names in the word of God for himself. He is Elohim, one who is great and mighty, used over 2,700 times in the Bible, and it's the plural name of God, which refers really to the Trinity. And so we know his name is great. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, we praise his name this morning. 48 times he's called El Shaddai, a reference to Almighty God. Friend, he is the Almighty God. There's nothing that he cannot do. We know we call him Adonai, which refers to his lordship. He rules over everything and he owns it all. God is Jehovah. He says, "I am that I am." And we know that Jehovah God is the name there that is a self-existing God who reveals himself to mankind. He's Jehovah Jireh, the Lord who provides. He is Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who heals. He says, "Healing is what I am." He is Jehovah Nissa, the Lord who is a banner of victory. He's Jehovah Midkadesh. He's the God who makes us holy. Jehovah Shalom, God is peace. He breaks down all barriers. He is Jehovah Rohi. He is our shepherd, the Lamb who is our shepherd. Jehovah Sidkenu, he is our righteousness. Jehovah Shammah, God is with us. And so in the days in which we live, God has given us a name that fulfills all and captures all of those names that we just mentioned, and that is the name of Jesus. Jesus, what a precious name it is. His name is wonderful, the song says. His name is wonderful. Jesus, my Lord. He's the great shepherd, the rock of all ages. Bow down before him, love and adore him. His name is wonderful. Jesus, my Lord. Do you love him this morning? We just need to love him and give him praise. Praise Jehovah, praise Jesus. Second thing, praise rewards God for salvation. David cried out here in this psalm, "Bless the Lord, Oh, my soul. Listen, God is blessed through praise. The question is not, did you get blessed this morning? The question is, did you bless God this morning? And listen, praise is a dividend which God receives for blessing us. There's no greater thought than that can come across a man's mind is this, that me, who's puny man, a sinful man, a man who falls so short of God's glory every day, but God says, I'm able to bless his name and be a blessing to him this morning. That's what praise does, amen? Third thing is praise resists Satan's work. The Christian life is not a Sunday afternoon picnic, we know that. Friend, we are in a war. We're in a spiritual war, and it is a tempestuous warfare. We are in a war, and the Bible tells us we need to consider our enemy this morning. And we have those enemies that come against us: the flesh, and the world, and the devil. And in our body, the enemy is the flesh; in our soul, the enemy is the world; in our spirit, the enemy is Satan. But God has given us equipment to put on that we might stand against the wiles of the devil, the schemes of the devil. Our God has supplied us with his armor. And every day we ought to wake up and we ought to just put suit up. I just imagine going through that armor, that Roman soldier put on that armor and just put on the girdle of truth this morning. And friend, what is truth? Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no man come to the Father but by me. Jesus is the truth. But he said in John 17, verse 17, thy word is truth. And so we just equip ourselves with the truth this morning. Several years ago, it's been many years ago now, time gets by. But I remember Blackaby and study and experiencing God. And he was talking about, heard him teaching on that. He said the disciples, Jesus said, get in the boat, go to the other side. And they got in the boat. And you know what happened? The storm came. Jesus is asleep in the boat. And disciples are all discouraged, all frightful, and all filled with fear. And they begin to cry out, Jesus, wake up. Don't you know we're perishing? We're about to perish in the bottom of this boat. And Blackaby said this. He said, was that the truth? He said, no. Truth was asleep in the bottom of the boat. Man, I love that. Arm yourself with truth this morning. Friend, when everybody's panicking and everybody's in fear out there, arm yourself with the truth of the Word of God. He'll never leave us. He'll never forsake us. He'll walk with us through whatever we're going through this morning. He'll see us through. We're to put on the breastplate of righteousness. I have no righteousness of my own, but he is my righteousness. Put on the helmet of salvation, which enables me to think right about my salvation and think saved and live out my salvation and protects my mind. And we're to bring every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. And so we're to put up on the preparation of the gospel of peace upon our feet and walk in peace as our day demands. And listen, my mind I will be kept in perfect peace as my mind is stayed upon him. And so I just think upon him. And in these days, I'm just dwelling on the Lord to keep that peace that surpasses all understanding. And then pick up the shield of faith, which quenches all those fiery darts, and walk by faith and not by sight. Walk by faith and not by feelings. And as Brad said, I think somebody said it, turn off the news. Don't watch so much news. I mean, I was listening to Dave Ramsey yesterday, and for those of us who have our pastors and us who have our investments in Guidestone, it has went south. I'm 65 years old. I'm kind of counting on some of that. And Becky said, quit watching all that stuff. Thank God for a godly wife. She said, you better start practicing. She didn't say this, but I thought to myself, you better start practicing what you preach. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him. And friend, that's just what we need to do. And so that's what Dave Ramsey said. Quit watching so much news and just trust in the Lord. Listen, we need to understand that praise resists Satan's work. Consider the enablement. God has given us the privilege of prayer. He's given us the full armor of God, the sword of the Spirit, which quenches all the which we fight with. And friend, we just need to memorize and meditate and quote the Word of God and share that with one another. Listen, we are enabled in Christ. All we must do is pray and stand faithful. I love the story in 2 Chronicles chapter 20 and verse 50, chapter 20, the chapter of 2 Chronicles, where the enemy was coming against Jehoshaphat. Three Moabites, Ammonites, you know, those Ike brothers, they were all coming against Jehoshaphat. What did he do? He called a fast. He didn't know what to do. He didn't know what to do. Called a fast. They prayed. They sought the Lord. God, we know what God told him. Just go out tomorrow, send the choir out to meet the enemy. And when they began to praise the Lord, the Lord routed the enemy. But here's what he said in 2 Chronicles 20 and verse 15. Do not be afraid nor dismayed because of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's. Friend, this battle is God's. And I don't know how he's going to use it, but I just know he's going to use it somehow to bring honor to himself, to bring glory to himself, in order maybe to draw us closer to himself. And I'm praying he'll use it to bring spiritual awakening in this nation. People are desperate. Those who don't know Christ are afraid. Becky and I went to Walmart to get groceries on Friday, and she went inside to get ours. Her sister, who has emphysema, can't get out. She's on oxygen, so she ordered hers online. And I mean, where you go to pick them up online, I mean, it's just crowded. I mean, I was down there a couple weeks ago, picked up a grocery. I was the only one there. Nobody's wanting to go in the store. And so I talked to the young man who brought out a grocery. I said, man, how's it going today? Oh, man, he said, I'll be glad when the day's over. It's just crazy. And he said, look at the line here. He said, nobody's wanting to come in. He said, everybody's wanting us to bring them out to him. And I said, man, I understand. And I just gave him one of our tracts from Concord. I said, you know, God's on his throne and God loves you. And man, I hope you have a great, better day. And I said, if you'll read this, it'll tell you about Jesus and it'll tell you about our service times and everything's right in this little pamphlet. Man, we'd love for you to come to church. Man, it just opens up doors to share Christ with those who are so fearful, for those who are under stress. Prophet Isaiah tells us to trade the spirit of heaviness for the garment of praise. Someone says, I just don't feel like praising the Lord. I'm really down. I'm really discouraged. Well, you want some good advice this morning? Make the choice to rejoice and lift your spirit this morning. There's no exercise or medicine that can cure the ill of discouragement like praise. Depression and praise cannot coexist together for very long in a person's heart. Paul and Silas, we know, when they were in Philippian jail there, and at midnight, they begin to sing, and I can just imagine my sanctified imagination that there they are, and Silas is probably the song leader, and Paul's the preacher, and so he looks at Silas at midnight, their backs are bloody, they've been beaten, they've been locked down in the inner jail there, and Paul probably looks at Silas and says, sing a song, Silas, so I can preach a message. And they begin to sing at midnight, and we know what happened. The earthquake came and shook them loose and turned all the prisoners loose. And of course, Paul hollered out, and we know the Philippian jailer and his household were saved in and through that ordeal. And many, many of those prisoners probably came to Christ in and through that ordeal there in that inner prison. So listen, we need to be hot-hearted for Jesus during these days. No one wants the Jesus of a sour saint or the Jesus of a dead church. And it is your praise in the midst of heaviness that will turn your mourning into joy. We need to have a smile on our face and a spring in our step and continue on just showing the world out there who's lost that Jesus is who he said he is in our life. Amen. Fifth thing, praise rejoices in suffering. It's possible to rejoice when you're hurting. It is possible to do that. Romans 8, 28, for we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, called according to this purpose. And so the thing itself is not good. This virus is not good, but God is working it out for his good. God sees ahead of things. I read about a farmer who was going to burn a brush pile, and when he went to the brush pile, he noticed a bird had building a nest in there. He knew he was going to burn this brush pile in a few days, so he tore out the nest and got rid of it and scared the bird off. Came back the next day, and the bird was rebuilding its nest again, so he tore it out, and that went on for about 3 days. Finally, the bird quit coming back. You see, what the farmer was doing for the bird was really for its own good. And that's what God sees ahead. God knows what's going on, and God knows how to turn this thing into good for his glory and for our good. And so we need not walk by feelings. We need to walk by faith. One writer put it this way: feelings come and feelings go, and feelings are deceiving. The Bible is the word of God, and naught else is worth believing. We just need to trust him. The children of Israel were a murmuring bunch. There was a time when they were disillusioned with Moses, very critical of him. And a few days before, they'd been praising him. Moses' popularity had gone from hero to zero. And they begin to mumble and grumble. And I just want to encourage you in this message today. Brother Monty and those who are trying to lead us and the staff, we're getting together and we're meeting. And we don't, these are uncharted waters. We don't always know what to do. Sometimes we don't know what to do. We're seeking God. We're praying about that. We're trying to do the best we can to protect the people and watch out over the people who are, their immune system is compromised. But I'm telling you, there's decisions that have to be made. And I just want to say to you this morning, be patient. And maybe we might not have, be able to have a service. Who knows where this thing is going to lead. But don't be critical. Pray for our pastor. And I know you do. Pray for the staff. Pray for Brother Monty. He's the one who's going to have to make the ultimate decision. But we're praying for him and encourage him. And during these days, while he's put himself in quarantine for a few days, write him a letter or give him a call or text him or something. Just tell him how much you appreciate him and how much you care for him. Amen? And so when we, does no good to complain about it, just praise the Lord. The sixth thing is praise releases the Spirit of God. It releases the Spirit of God to save sinners. Remember what happened when, or alluded to it, but remember what happened when Paul and Silas praised God in that midst of that, their circumstances. The prisoners heard the word of God, and they were saved, and the jailer was saved, and his household was saved, and it brought glory to the Lord. And so, just saying this morning, and I'm glad we serve in a live church. I'm so glad for the music this morning. We are alive. And I'm glad that we're serving in a church that is on fire for the Lord Jesus Christ. Before we came here, and I'm thankful and grateful that you have called us on staff, Becky and I. We joke about it. I'm supposed to be part-time. She's full-time. And so I say I'm part-time, full-time. She's full-time, overtime. But anyway, we're grateful. And I am enjoying being here on staff. And I'm enjoying what God has allowed me to do and to be a part of this great church. And in fact, I told Brother Mine this, and this was after they called us on staff. I wasn't trying to butter him up or anything. We've just been good friends through the years. And you can ask some of our folks at Mount Pleasant if they remember this. But I used to tell them, when I was pastoring at Mount Pleasant just north of here, here's what I tell them. If you can't come to Mount Pleasant, go to Concord. It's a great church. And I would tell them that. And so we're grateful to be on staff here. We really are. But I one of the reasons I think why we're here and is because I'd been praying about this. I've been praying about, Lord, and the Lord has given me privilege to preach many revivals and to preach in churches, and I've been all over the world and preaching, and I'm not worthy of that, but I thank God for that. But I've been praying, Lord God, in the last few years, however long I got left, unless you come for us in the air, unless you rapture us out, God, I'm asking you to use these last years that I have more than all the previous years. Lord, use me somehow to bring honor and glory to your name in these last few years that I have left, more than any other. And then lo and behold, Monty called and said, would you come on staff? So we are grateful, but we're working hard. But I'm telling you, it's a joyous work to be here on staff. And so, listen, this is a live church. Dead churches produce few converts. As someone said, you can't hatch chickens in a refrigerator. But the local church is to be a laboratory of praise. And so we just need to learn to praise him no matter what situation we find ourselves in. And always be content. Whatever state you find yourself in, be content. And you might have to remind me of that when I go to the grocery store and can't find toilet paper, but anyway. Praise. How do we praise him? Well, there's a lot of ways we praise him. We praised him this morning through song. The Bible says, clap your hands, all you people. Shout to God with the voice of triumph. So sometimes we praise him through the clapping of our hands. Praise is used through musical instruments. We did that this morning. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the timbrel and dance. Praise him with the string instruments and flutes. Praise him with the loud cymbals. Praise is sometimes the lifting of hands. And I'm trying to learn to do that more. Just lift my hands to the Lord. We Baptists aren't very good at that sometimes, but just praise his name. Praise is sometimes bending the knees. The Old Testament word hava refers to position of kneeling and generally translated worship. The Bible tells us also of quiet times of meditation, reflecting on the goodness and greatness of God. Praise is simply adoration of God that is usually vocal, audible, or visible. He is worthy of your praise. He is King of kings. Scripture tells us he is enduringly strong. He is entirely sincere. He's eternally steadfast. He is immortally great, graceful. He is imperial powerful. He is impartially merciful. He is the wellspring of wisdom. He's the doorway of deliverance. He's the pathway of peace. He's the roadway of righteousness. He's the highway of holiness. He is the gateway of glory. He is the master of the mighty. He is the captain of the conquerors. He is the head of the heroes. He's the leader of the legislatures. He is the overseer of the overcomers. He's the governor of governors. He's the prince of princes and the king of kings and lord of lords. As the black preacher said, I wish I could describe him to you, but he's indescribable, incomprehensible, invincible, and irresistible. He's always been, he always will be, he has no predecessor, he will have no successor. There was nobody before him, there will be nobody after him. You can't impeach him, and he's not going to resign. Praise him today. He is the deliverer for every dilemma. He is the answer to your adversity. He is the solution to your sorrow. He's the power for your problem. He's the savior from your sins. One sat alone by the highway begging. His eyes were blind, the light he could not see. He touched his rags and shivered in the shadows. Then Jesus came and brought faith within. When Jesus comes, the tempter's snare is broken. When Jesus comes, all tears are wiped away. He takes our gloom and fills our life with glory. For all is changed when Jesus comes to stay. I say to you this morning, fill your house with glory. It's amazing what praising can do. Praise is God's address. It does a body good. So number one, praise recognizes God's sovereignty. Number two, praise rewards God for salvation. Number three, praise resists Satan's work. Number four, praise relieves the spirit of heaviness. Five, praise rejoices in suffering. Number six, praise releases the spirit of God to save sinners. Do you know him this morning? I'm going to have Brad and come as we sing a hymn of invitation, but if you need to come this morning, if you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, we're going to ask you to get up, ask you to walk down this aisle. Let us take the Bible and show you how you can be saved this morning. If you are saved this morning, which be most of us, maybe you just need to come to the altar and pray. Pray for spiritual awakening. Pray for revival. Pray for God to give you strength, encourage your heart this morning. Maybe you just want to come to the altar and just kneel down and praise his name this morning. Whatever God's leading you to do, you come as we sing in just a moment. Father, thank you. Father, we pray you be blessed by every one of us this morning. Praise your holy name. Move in hearts, and we give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen.